There's a fallacy, a misconceived. It was my mistake to heaven set it. And a blunder grows a ship to shore. And nobody likes me anymore. Especially Linda. Especially Linda.
Walking Down to Misery. That's another one from Bradley's Barn by the Beau Brummels. We're here with Sal Valentino. Was Bradley's Barn the end of the Beau Brummels for the time being?
Yeah, it got funny to be, you know, it was one of the nicest record companies I'd ever been in. Hadn't been more than, it was only the second one I'd ever been around. And people were all nice enough and stuff, but it just started to feel funny, you know, going there when I did, because it was just like we were failing, you know, it was basically what we were doing. And we weren't doing stuff that wasn't good. I'm proud of everything I did there. And even now the stuff that's been issued that didn't get issued then. And one of the reasons why I got out of making records with Lenny was stupid of me, because, you know, I could have stayed like Ry Cooder or as long as Randy did, because they would have kept me there. It didn't matter if I didn't sell any records. They were glad to have me. But it started bothering me after a while, and that's why I got out of there. And I think Elliot, too, eventually, although he did a solo album there.
In 1975, the Beau Brummels staged a reunion. What brought you guys back together?
Ron came to... I was living out in Nicasio at the time, and Ron came out there one day and played me Gator Hearts, Tennessee Walker. Actually, Tennessee Walker's the one that got me. Gator Hearts, and he had a couple other songs too. But those were the two primary ones. And then He wanted the original band back together. I tried to talk him out of that because he and I were the ones that had the most experience. The other guys hadn't even really been playing on any serious level. And I said, you know, it might be easier for us to go on and do it with some other people, and then these guys become a part of it. It would have been the best way. But no, he says, it's got to be all the original guys. I never dealt further about that. But he wanted the original band. He was set on that. And so, you know, we we went to Ted at Templeman. Ted and we cut a demo out at studios out at Warner Brothers. Not the recording studios, but it was like in where the film studios were. And we did four songs. Those two songs I mentioned probably, I can't think of it now.
Okay, this is from deep storage in the record library. This is a reel-to-reel tape. The Beau Brummels, Tennessee Walker, Gate of Hearts, Singing Cowboy and Restless
Singing
Soul.
Singing Cowboy, that's the other song. How could I forget that? Yeah.
The demo of Singing Cowboy is so much better than the final version.
Is it? You know, I haven't heard it in a long time.
Well, let's listen to it. It's wonderful.
He rides the open range beneath the stars, picking his guitar. The Singing Cowboy. Across the Badlands, heart is in his hell. The stories that he tells, he's a singing cowboy. He can play a six shooter or a 12 string. He's a mountain of a man, and I'd give anything for another chance to hear the songs that
about Gene Autry, he said.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can play a six shooter and a 12 string. Is a mountain of a man, and I'd give anything.
He was good. Hell, he was good that way. You know, nobody was doing that. You know, everybody's writing stuff. You know, they woke up and found in their pocket or something. Ron worked stuff.
Well, Sal, this has been just a complete pleasure to have you here tonight. And
it's always a pleasure, Joe.
Lovely.
Next time, maybe I can hear a little more from you. Well, it's always a pleasure. next time.
The music's so great. I mean, it speaks for itself. But really, Sal, you have so much to be proud of here.
And I am. I always have been. I am proud of it. You know, it's what I am. People ask me about it. You know, so I'm just another guy from North Beach without the recordings. You know, really.
This is Joel Selvin. Thanks to our guest tonight on Selvin on the City, Sal Valentino. Selvin on the City is brought to you this week and every week by Amoeba Music of San Francisco and Berkeley. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop me a line at joelselvin@aol.com. I'll be back again next week. Meanwhile, good night.
You tell me life was meant to be one third good, two thirds misery.